Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. Number one. Living like a college student for a few more years has long-term benefits. Oh, today's topic is about seven reasons why women need to start retirement savings now. And I'm going to go through those reasons. So here we go. Recently, I was visiting with a friend about paying off student loan debt and how low the pay scale is for most entry-level positions for graduates with a bachelor's degree. I mentioned that it was very important for college graduates to understand that they will continue to live like college students for most of their 20s, if not into their 30s. What I mean by living like a college student is that you may live in an efficiency apartment, or you may share an apartment or a house with other people, or you may live at home with mom and dad. When you want to go out to attend any kind of events, you will be attending free events, or you'll join a museum, zoo, botanical garden, fee to $100 a year on membership, and attend their events to experience culture and meet other people. You won't spend a lot of money on expensive clothes, makeup, shoes, and purses because you don't really need those in your 20s or 30s. It is important during these years to save money, pay off student loan debt, not use credit cards, and refine your money management skills. If you're taking an entry-level job and you can participate in a 401k or 403b, an IRA, individual retirement account, a company stock purchase plan, do it. Max out your contributions, and if your company offers a match, take it. This is not the time in your life to spend money on trendy consumer goods because your taste will change as you age. Besides, for the most part, anything you accumulate in your 20s, you still won't have them when you're in your 40s or 50s. By then, you'll have divested yourself most of the things you bought then. Avoid the accumulation trap and don't buy anything you don't really need or that doesn't fit with your personal priority systems. And please don't put stuff that you bought for college in a storage unit. Chances are you're not going to need those things later, so make good decisions and don't get stuck in a storage unit trap either. Invest in yourself and your future by saving for your retirement future. And I know you're probably thinking right now, oh, I'm young, I'm fit, I can do all kinds of things. I really want to spend the money now while I can and while I'm still physically fit and while I'm still alive. A lot of times when we're young, we assume we're going to live forever. We also assume that things are going to continue exactly the same way as they are right now as the future goes through. Keep in mind, life is not an upward trajectory to the top of a mountain like Everest. Life is an up and down cycle. It goes up, it goes down. Your finances will go up, they will go down. That is just the nature of the beast. So you always have to be preparing for that downtime while things are in that upward trajectory. Two, a retirement plan will be there when you've worn out your Manolos. Yes, I love expensive stiletto heels. I still have a few pairs I can't part with that were hideously expensive when I bought them. But since 9/11, I think very carefully when I buy a pair of shoes as to their comfort, my ability to run in them, my ability to walk long distances in them, or my ability to quickly go down multiple flights of stairs in them. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow, and it's always good to be wearing a comfortable pair of shoes that look good, and that you can spend a fair amount of time in. Remember, there's a time and a place for everything. If you study books written by Vogue and Harper's Bazaar about dressing appropriately for your age, one caveat holds true. The older you are, the more people will notice how expensively you're dressed. Not how fashionably you're dressed, but the quality of what you're wearing. When you're in your 20s and 30s, you can buy less expensively made clothes, and you can put together trendier outfits. You can buy knockoffs of designer pieces, and you can look fabulous. Fit is the key, and comfort is essential. If your shoes pinch your feet, or the last is too short for your foot, it will show in your face and your body language. I'm not advocating worn shoes or sloppy dressing, but I do think being careful with your fashion money is important. And in your expense plan, it should be sacrificed for your retirement plan contributions. If you put money aside for later in life, you will have the money to look fabulous when you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, and later. 3, women experience career interruptus more often than men. Whether it involves bearing children or moving to another city or caring for aging parents, women often experience an interruption in their career that affects the money they can put aside in retirement plans like a 401k, a 403b, or an IRA. These interruptions may also be as a result of a return to school or a change of career path, creating yet another living like a college student period in life. Putting money aside as soon as possible, the moment the first job starts, and continuing whenever the opportunity presents itself is important. This year, catch-up contributions are permitted for individuals 50 or over to add more to retirement plans to catch up with the amount they need to have saved, with the desire that sufficient funds can be accumulated in time to meet retirement needs. Also, you may find that you want to retire to another career that may require some retooling of your skills. You may want to attend a coding boot camp that might cost $15,000 or so. Or you might want to get an MBA, which could run you anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000. Or you might want to attend culinary school at $2,500 a semester so you can open your own restaurant as a star chef. Keep in mind also that there are many fields where women have difficulty breaking into the executive and managerial positions, leading women to earn less than their male counterparts of the same age. Lacking that opportunity, that keeps women out of the top positions, limiting their total savings, making retirement funds so important. 4, money in retirement plans grow tax deferred. Yes, if you're managing your money carefully, you may have money invested that is not in a retirement plan, that is beyond the $1,000 emergency nest egg, or beyond the 6 to 9 months of expenses you've saved in case you lose your job or have a health scare. This is your long-term savings and investment money. This is money that you're free to spend, to invest, and to do whatever you wish to do with it. Unfortunately, that money grows, and if it pays you income via dividends, you get to pay tax on those dividends. If you make money via capital appreciation and sell those investments, capturing those gains, you will get to pay tax on the gain, the difference between what you bought the investment for and what you sold it for. That 15 to 28% tax that you may pay diminishes the total amount you have to reinvest in something else you may find appealing. All of this applies to your regular savings and investment money. However, in your retirement account, the money grows tax deferred while it is in the 401k or 403b, and you only pay tax on the money as you take it out. Also, that applies to IRAs. The exception to this rule is the Roth IRA, where the money in that account grows tax-free and is not taxable when you take the money out. Either way, not paying tax on the growth of these assets means they will grow faster and compound more quickly, leaving you with more money later when you're in the retirement phase of your life. Besides, having the money in a retirement account wrapper protects it from your own spending exuberance. Since if you withdraw any of the money before you're 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty in addition to any income tax due on the money taken out. With those penalties, it's hopeful that you'll resist the temptation to remove funds from these accounts well before you're 70 and a half years of age, when you're required to begin taking distributions. Keep the money there for as long as you can. 5, women with other money frequently spend it to get what they want for themselves and their children. If you're fortunate enough to have money of your own that you've earned and saved, once you get a little older in your 40s and 50s, you may start to weaken and begin to spend those savings on things that you want for yourself and especially for your children. those afternoon enrichment classes, the summer trip to Europe, the special dress for your 10th wedding anniversary dinner. These things can eat away at your savings until you find that you aren't quite where you want to be financially. Because of the restrictions on the retirement plan withdrawals, if you've made the maximum contribution, lived within your means, budgeted carefully, these retirement accounts can rescue you from a drab and depressing retirement. 6. Women live longer than men. The latest studies show that women live about 5 years longer than men, on average, with women living to about 81 years of age and men living to about 76 years of age. The leading cause of death among men is cardiovascular disease caused by smoking, eating fatty foods, and a sedentary lifestyle. As women's lives have changed, these same lifestyle choices are shortening women's lives as well. Because you may live 5 more years than your spouse, if you're married to a man, and you will only be entitled to your Social Security or your spouse's, but not both, in the event of your spouse's death, you need to have enough money saved to take care of you without the benefit of your spouse's benefits and his or her income. If you are 2 or more years away from being eligible for Social Security benefits, it's time for you to study up on the best way to take these benefits to maximize what you and your spouse have to live on in retirement and what you or your spouse may be entitled to in the event one of you outlives the other. The more you can set aside in retirement accounts, growing tax-deferred or tax-free, the more choices you will have when you get to retirement. 7. Having retirement savings will give you freedom to choose how you want to retire. We all know that money does not buy happiness, but having money does give you different choices when you retire. Depending on where you are in your life, you may have different priorities for what you want in life. So many people accumulate stuff during their lifetime, and then when they get to the end of their life, they either choose to divest themselves of these things because they realize that things are just that, they're things. They're not people, they're not experiences, they're not memories. Or they are forced to downsize because they cannot afford the lavish lifestyle they developed during their younger years. It would be so much better if people could prioritize their desires in their youth and spend money on things and experiences that really matter to them during their life. Having money in retirement accounts will allow you to travel, make gifts to family and charity, hopefully live in the manner you are accustomed to. And if you need to be able to pay for the care you need when you're no longer able to care for yourself, hopefully the money will be there. Fall is usually the time that employers have employees sign up for the next year's retirement, stock purchase, and health plans. If there is not a defined deadline for this type of enrollment, then contact your human resources department and get these selections made before the end of October, or if the deadline is in November, before the end of the first week of that month, so you can take care of it and get it out of the way before you get caught up in the end of the year activities, whether it's one last push at work or holiday shopping or spending time with friends or whatever it may be. For this year, you still have time to contribute to establish an IRA or individual retirement account. If you're under 50 years of age, you can contribute $5,500. If you're 50 or over, you can contribute $6,500. Unfortunately, if you have not earned any money or if you've not earned these amounts of money, i.e. $5,500 to $6,500, you cannot contribute to an IRA. You have to have earned income to do that. Your contribution deadline for this year is April 15th of 2016. But don't wait. Set up your IRA now and make your contribution. Go to Human Resources on the internet and make sure you make your choices for maxing out your contributions for your retirement plans, your stock purchase plans, for your any kind of savings plan that's tax deferred for you that's offered by your employer. If you want to have access to excellent fund managers, you can find great IRAs through most major brokerage firms. Two that I like are Vanguard and Fidelity. They have good choices for long-term growth in terms of mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. You can also set up an IRA at your local bank, too. Go for the max, live like a college student again, and look forward to a good retirement. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.